Ayaan Hirsi Ali announces conversion to Christianity. By Simon Kent on November 12, 2023. Human rights activist Ayaan Hirsi Ali announced Saturday she has abandoned 20 years of atheism to become a Christian as Western civilization is under threat from a multitude of forces that seek its destruction. The Somali-born former Muslim who endured female genital mutilation, FGM, as a child wrote a column for Unheard simply titled Why I Am Now a Christian, where she outlined the embrace of her new faith and declared atheism can't equip us for civilizational war. The research fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution wrote of being born into a Muslim family and then the years that followed as a religious activist driving Islamism, saying, I learned from my years with the Muslim Brotherhood was the power of a unifying story, embedded in the foundational texts of Islam, to attract, engage and mobilize the Muslim masses. Unless we offer something as meaningful, I fear the erosion of our civilization will continue. After 20 years of embracing atheism after turning away from Islam, the former Dutch parliamentarian and author said, fortunately, there is no need to look for some new age concoction of medication and mindfulness. The activist simply said Christianity has it all, adding, that is why I no longer consider myself a Muslim apostate, but a lapsed atheist. Of course, I still have a great deal to learn about Christianity. I discover a little more at church each Sunday. But I have recognized, in my own long journey through a wilderness of fear and self-doubt, that there is a better way to manage the challenges of existence than either Islam or unbelief had to offer. Ali has previously warned Islam is on the rise across the world and jihadist groups have proliferated even as the rest of the world professed to be ready to counter its spread. The spread of Islam has come despite the U.S. alone spending at least $3.6 trillion on combat and reconstruction costs in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and sacrificing more than 5,000 American service members and the tens of thousands of wounded U.S. troops. As Breitbart News reported, the activist warned in 2017, according to one estimate, 10-15% of the world's Muslims are Islamists. Out of well over 1.6 billion, or 23% of the globe's population, that implies more than 160 million individuals. Based on survey data on attitudes toward Sharia in Muslim countries, total support for Islamist activities in the world is likely significantly higher than that estimate. Now she has turned her back on both Islam and atheism to embrace her Christian beliefs and feels ready to rejoin the battle against Islamism. She wrote in her essay, Western civilization is under threat from three different but related forces. The resurgence of great power authoritarianism and expansionism in the forms of the Chinese Communist Party and Vladimir Putin's Russia. The rise of global Islamism, which threatens to mobilize a vast population against the West, and the viral spread of woke ideology, which is eating into the moral fiber of the next generation. Ayaan Hirsi Ali gave the keynote address at a sold-out event in Boston in 2015 that centered on rising anti-Semitism on college campuses in North America. She said then students are being misled. Denouncing virulent anti-Semitism on college campuses, she asserted freedom must be fought for and defended wherever it is challenged. The least we can do is boycott, divest, and sanction campuses that compromise academic freedom. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.